Hey, this is Bliss. I'm just a 38-year-old female that has been struggling with diabetes, type 2 diabetes for a few years. I had everything under control, and but lately it's getting to the point that it's even with medication, it's getting worse. But I kept 6 months worth of journals of food and emotions and all that kind of stuff. And I see over the last few years when I actually start taking medicine based off of, certain doctors' recommendations, I notice that's when things start getting really crazy. And lately, I've kind of been on an up and down roller coaster. So I'm starting to do my food journal and emotional journals again, and I'm actually gonna I've been playing around with a site and different things. I'm trying to support groups. I have a group called Hidden Roars at well, my email is hiddenroars@gmail.com. I invite anyone to send me any kind of things that they want to let go, because I hid for a long time that I had diabetes, and I just had to shout it out. If you have something that you want to roar about and actually take control of it instead of let it taking control of you, please go to my YouTube channel, Hidden Roars, or send me an email at hiddenroars@gmail.com, and I'm just going to start doing different podcast. Someone told me about this, and see where it goes. I'm really doing it for me because every day it's a struggle knowing what I should and should not eat. And it's crazy to me how many times I see all these different products coming out with food companies. I think sometimes that companies that depend on people buying insulin give bonuses to food companies to come out with products that have over 15,000 grams of sugar. I don't know. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Brendan from Team Anchor, and I'm going to show you how Anchor enables you to create a podcast right from your phone. And I think that right there is probably the most important part. It's your phone. Because your phone's mic is actually really good, so you can use it to record high-quality audio wherever you are. All you have to do is press the record button at any time to get going. It's the one with the little microphone on it. You can also just hold the phone up to your ear like you're taking a phone call, and that'll trigger. Hey, Maya, how's it going?
Hey, Brendan, good. I'm just on my way into work.
Cool. I am actually in the middle of recording the example episode for the new.
Hello, everyone. This is Bliss. I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to my recordings. And please share my recordings with anyone. If after you listen to this, you feel like just hearing some of the things that I'm going through may help someone understand that they are not alone with some of the things that they may be going through, if it's the same. I know it's been a while since I did a recording, so I just want to talk about some recent events. Like on November 29th, 2018, around 7:30 p.m., I felt like something was sitting on my chest. But I was standing up and I was feeling like a tingling sensation going up and down my left side of my body. And it's been like it was going on for it has been going on for a while. And I was like, what the hell is happening? And I have been doing all kind of different things of healthy different things, trying to, change my eating, exercising, and then it's like I was doing great for a little bit, and then stress happened, and then other thing, life situations. And it's just like some things are so easy for some people, and other people is like, what the hell? How do you put this in a day? And I mean, anyone can make up an excuse. And I was trying not to be that way. Anyway, just thinking about my entire health, and for I had all these plans, and I didn't accomplish everything that I wanted this year. And that just upset me more. And then all of a sudden, I start having breathing issues. And I was like, what the heck? It was like, it was just so hard. And before I can talk myself out of it, and before I start having more issues, I'm like, okay, I need to go to the hospital. Something's wrong. And I drove myself to the hospital. And I was in the ER for 6 hours before. And I start like, what the hell? I mean, I fell asleep, you know? And I got up. I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? I've been in here for 6 hours. No one's told me anything. And I was like, what the? And the weather that day, well, I'm saying that night, was really crazy. It was like very, like, hail, rainy, just a lot of stuff happening. So the ER was a madhouse. It really was. And Oklahoma weather is so unpredictable. And the doctors were busy, they were tired. So that means bedside manners was gone. And so I just wanted to leave at that point. I just begged the nurse to ask the doctor to let me go because I don't know what the hell. I'm feeling better now. And then and she was like, okay, let me wait. Let me so, you know, and let me go talk to a doctor and see if he can come down and just read your results. And then I'm like, okay. And all of a sudden I start feeling the chest issues. My breathing again. It was like, what the hell is happening? And your doctor came in and he was like, well, they're waiting on your urine sample. And I'm like, and I start thinking, I'm like, urine sample. I'm like, they took blood, I had an IV in me and all this other stuff. And then it was like me and him kind of locked eyes, and then we looked down at this little table. They never asked me for the damn urine sample. All this time, I was in there in this chair, a chair. Not even a bed. I was in the chair, sitting, waiting for lab work to come back for something that they forgot to have me do. And he was just like, what the hell? And his facial features just showed his feelings. He kind of took a deep breath and he was like, look. Your heart, your liver, your lungs are fine, woman. You're just stressed out. I didn't like his tone, but I was very relieved to hear my heart, my liver, my lungs are fine. And I was just like, over the last few years, all the medication that I have taken, I am a vampire cocktail. Okay? And it's like, I just had a real, you, what the fuck? Have you, I was like, what the hell am I doing to myself? I'm like, I can keep on focusing on the negative things that keep happening, but that's, you know, again, another podcast. But, I was just like, I was lost in my thoughts. And he was like, hey. He did like a little snapping. Do you hear me? And I'm like, what? And I was like, okay, you know what? The hell with you. I'm not going to be in here listening to you just being this way with me. I'm like, I understand you're frustrated. I understand it's like busy, but I've been here too, you know, and I'm not getting paid. You're getting paid. And I have insurance, and you know, and I'm like, you know, why am I arguing with him? He doesn't give a shit. I mean, it's clear. So I start walking out of the room, and this nurse ran behind me. She's like, ma'am, ma'am, ma'am. And I'm like, huh? She's like, okay, can you just stop for a minute and just let me take your IV out and let me talk to you? And I'm like, oh, crap, I still have my damn IV in my arm, right? And I promise you, these nurses, they were just, some of them just, I thank God for nurses. She was just like, sit down with me for a minute. And I'm like, okay. And so she was like, I just think you just need to try some breathing exercises. And I'm like, and she looked at me, she's like, I know, you probably heard this before. And the nurse, she just touched my shoulders and she asked me just to sit with her for a few minutes so she can talk to me. And just her look, it was like she really cared. And I'm not used to that. I'm really not. It's surprising to me how sometimes the kindness of a stranger can just make you stop in your tracks. So I sat down, and the nurse, she's like, "Look, I looked at your X-rays," and she's like, "I can see you do have severe scoliosis curve, and you need to see a bone doctor or orthopedic doctor." I can never say that word right. She explained to me that over the years, we lose our bone density, and with severe scoliosis, breathing problems is common. And I was like, I would never forget how kind she was to me that night. And she was understanding my pain without me saying anything to her. And I was just like, oh my God, it's not all in my head. Because that's one of the things that I was like thinking. I'm like, am I just trying to make up a reason or something to say, you know, why I'm in pain, why I'm having? Again, it's like I was trying to automatically diagnose myself of no, I have a problem, something's wrong with me, and making myself all just antsy, you know, anxiety, because you know, this guy is a medical professional and he's telling me everything is fine with my heart, my liver, and all this and that. I'm just stressed. I'm like, okay. Who the fuck is not stressed? But I don't understand how to control it. That's what I was like so mad about. That lady, she talked to me for about a good 30 minutes. After we sat and talked, you know, I gave her such a big hug and said goodnight to her, and I felt like I had been going about my health completely wrong. The dietitians, the doctors I've been to, it's like nothing over the last year. It was like, oh my God, I've been looking at the wrong thing. And no one's never told me some of the issues that I was having could be because of this. And I'm like, wow, it's 3 a.m. now. 3 a.m. and I'm in pain. And I have to be at work at 8 a.m. for a meeting. And I'm like, oh my God, do I go to sleep or what do I do? You know, I went to my meeting the next day because I didn't even sleep. And I found an orthopedic doctor to go to that day. And thankfully, when I went to that doctor, I told him what happened. The nurse was right. And I found the best location to go to. And it was like, oh my God, it's not in my head. I see. Yes, I have a very severe curve. But at the same time, I do need to take care of my stress. Stress is so hard to take care of. So, one of the things that I am doing to roll into my bliss is trying to make sure I allow myself to be happy. And that can be stressful itself when you feel like you're not on the right path. But now, the journey that I'm on, the only thing I can do is go up from here.